This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the things you probably don't think too much about, that you just expect to be there when you want it, along with electricity, is water. But if the contamination problems this spring in West Virginia and its water company, West Virginia American Water, have taught us anything, it's that sometimes water isn't there for you.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
So on today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office, Susan Story, the CEO of American Water. Susan, it's good to have you here.
Thanks, Kai. It's great to be here.
I was going to start with a question about how this is a tough time to be in the water business. But really, sitting where I sit in Los Angeles without a whole lot of water seems like a pretty good time. It's the coming scarce commodity, right?
That's exactly right, Kai. In fact, there are two overarching concerns that we have about water in this country. One is the aging infrastructure, and the second one is water supply.
Talk to me for a second about that infrastructure. And one can't talk to the CEO of American Water without talking about West Virginia and the pipe problems and the leakage and all of that stuff. How do we prevent that from happening again?
Kai, I think the important thing, and we're very supportive of this, is to ensure that we have appropriate legislation and regulatory oversight to ensure that we don't have the leaks in the first place.
With all respect, you're not actually saying you need legislation and regulation to make sure that water is safe and you don't have leaks and all that, right?
No. What we're saying is the regulation of chemical storage, chemical production are monitored for. They're required to be monitored for. We do. At the same time, with as many compounds, you know, it is extremely difficult, if not technically infeasible, to monitor for everything at one time. So we back up and we say, how's the best way to avoid this happening again?
Other than infrastructure repairs and the sheer lack of water in some parts of this country, what is the thing that you have your eye on that the rest of us civilians don't even know is coming yet?
Many people look at our industry as being slow and not really high tech when the opposite is actually the truth. When you look at the smart water grid and how we can affect changes that will allow us to do even better real-time monitoring of potential leaks and stop them before they happen, that's one thing. The second thing is related to the water supply. I mean, most people believe the water comes from the sky. We drink it. They don't think about what it takes to treat it and to move it. And while you would think there would be a million different options, you know, pretty much you've got groundwater and you've got surface water, rivers, etc. If those aren't adequate, then you have to look at things like reuse or desalination.
You know, we did a story on toilet to tap, which is what you're dancing around but not really saying. And people, there's a big squishiness factor there, right?
There is. People recoil at times at the thought of toilet to tap, but not so much toilet to turf. So what we're going after is the toilet to turf or the toilet to flushing again. If you can reuse that water for purposes that don't have what you call the squishy or ick factor, then we think that we've made some significant progress.
So here comes a totally random question. How come my internet bill at my house is hundreds of dollars a month, internet and cable put together, but my water bill, I mean, it's peanuts? That doesn't make any sense with this resource that we have that you know, is running out.
Well, you've just pinpointed a key issue, Kai, and that is the value of water and the fact that water is immensely inexpensive, and by the time you treat it, you deliver it, there's not really an appropriate price. You know, we take for granted in this country the fact that we're going to have clean and safe and reliable water, and that's a luxury, and I don't think we appreciate it, nor do we value it appropriately.
When you go to a restaurant and you get water served at the table, do you kind of think, oh, yeah, that's me. I did that.
Well, two things. When I go to a restaurant and have water served at the table, I always ask for tap water, even if it's not the water we serve. And in our buildings, we don't allow bottled water. We drink our water out of the tap because it's good enough for our customers, it's good enough for us, so we don't allow bottled water in our offices.
Susan Story. She is the CEO of American Water. Susan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai, very much.